In the last 3 years, there's been a 3,500% increase in the number of Australian households with solar roof panels. 500,000 Australian homes are now fitted with a solar panel system. The Clean Energy Council says this shows that solar power has now come of age. But Australia's only solar panel maker is not so optimistic, as Lexi Metherill reports.
This year, enough electricity has come from renewable sources to power 4 million homes. Most of it was hydropower.
That's as a result largely of increased rainfall and therefore hydropower generation.
Kane Thornton is a director at the Clean Energy Council. The Council's annual assessment of the renewable energy industry was released overnight at the United Nations climate change talks in South Africa. It shows 9.6% of Australia's electricity was provided by renewable sources in 2011. That's up from 8.7% last year. Kane Thornton says although solar power remains a small part of the clean energy mix, 35 times as many homes have solar panels on their roofs than they did 3 years ago.
Nearly 500,000 Australian homes now have solar panels installed on the roofs of their houses, meaning that over 1 million Australians now live in a solar-powered home.
Over the last year, federal and state governments have wound back solar panel rebates to homes. Kane Thornton remains optimistic, though, that demand for solar panels will continue to grow.
There certainly has been a slowdown in the uptake of solar panels in the last months as a result of the reductions in incentives. But we have certainly seen the cost of solar panels come down quickly over the last year or two, and we think that will continue, and therefore in the medium and long term that Australians will continue to really uptake solar panels with a lot of enthusiasm.
But his optimism isn't shared by Australia's only solar panel maker.
What we've seen over the last 2 or 3 years is a bubble that's burst now.
The chief executive of Silex Systems, Michael Goldsworthy, says the collapse of government incentives and increased competition from overseas has devastated his business.
There's no value put on PV in New South Wales, which was half of our market, and so there's no incentive to put PV panels on your roof today, even though there was perhaps a generous or even too generous a policy in place the last 2 years before that. On top of that, we're competing against a massive influx of cheap Chinese imports and the Australian dollar, which doesn't help local manufacturing. So as the only local manufacturer of PV panels in Australia, we've put our factory on hold. It's in a care and maintenance mode, and we just have to assess the market and our business model in the new year.
Like solar, wind is only a smallish part of the clean energy mix. But the investor relations manager at wind farm company Infigen Energy, Richard Farrell, says it's a growing industry.
There's been a bit of a delay in the development of wind farms due to the oversupply of renewable energy certificates. That's been due to a lot of the small-scale solar schemes that have been in place over the last number of years, which have been heavily subsidised through feed-in tariffs from state governments. There's going to be a supply shortfall in around 2014, but given it takes about 2 years to build a wind farm of any decent size, we expect development to pick up in 2012 and beyond.
The Clean Energy Council says Australia's on track to meet its 20% renewable target by 2020, but it will be a hard slog. Although renewable energy generates about 10% of Australia's power, 80% still comes from black and brown coal.
Lexi Metherill reporting.